Hi, guys. On the phone with me tonight, I have an extra special guest. He's not in the music industry. He's not a musician at all. He's not a singer or a record label owner. But he is someone that I think you guys will get a lot of information out of. He's been using the times 10 formula for a while. He's been successfully using it. And this just goes to show that you can use the times 10 formula in other areas outside of the music industry. You can use it for the music industry, but you can also use it outside of the music industry and still make a great living doing so. So, Vondre, I'd like to welcome you to the call. Thank you for being on here tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ty, for having me to share a little bit about what I've been able to accomplish with this times 10 formula.
Okay. Hey, what I'm going to do is, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and you can just feel free to chime in at any time. If there's anything special that you want to share with our listeners, just by any means, just go ahead and just spill the beans. We want to give them a really informative call and give them some great insight on the times 10 formula and what can be accomplished using it. All right? Now, you guys already know that, as I've been teaching on my sites and in my emails, that you can use the times 10 formula to get your music out there. I don't care if you're a singer, you're a producer, a composer, a record label owner, or any type of an executive. You can use the times 10 formula to get more exposure using the internet, reach more fans, reach more of a customer base, and to get more sales of your music, whether it's in the MP3 format, a CD format, or whatever it is. You can get more sales and more people to buy your music and to hear your stuff. So, Vondre, the first thing I want to ask you is, how long have you been successfully using the times 10 formula?
Well, Ty, I tell you, I've been using this times 10 formula probably for the last 5 or 6 years in various markets, as you stated, not necessarily with the music industry, but I've been successfully building my business with this times 10 formula for, I would say, 5 or 6 years now.
5 or 6 years, great. Okay, so that just proves that it's not a fly-by-night type of thing. It's something that's ongoing, it's continuous, you can continue to make money with it. And before you got started, did you have much of an internet or computer knowledge? I'm not sure about that. I know me, we've spoken a few times, but I'm not sure if you were really computer literate or what.
Well, let me tell you this time. When I first started with this times 10 formula, I basically knew absolutely nothing in regards to computers or in regards to anything dealing with internet or email. The only thing I could basically do was peck on the keyboard. I mean, I didn't even pay attention in typing class. There was a little girl that sat next to me. I kind of liked her, so I didn't even pay attention then. So when I started with this times 10 formula, I knew absolutely nothing. Well, what I would like to say, Ty, before you ask me any more questions, is it's simply I just want to let the viewers in on a little secret that will boost their income into overdrive, especially if they follow this times 10 formula. I discovered it years ago after talking with a few people who were knowledgeable about this formula. And one of the people I talked to, Ty, and you were definitely included in this group, was a banker. And he had millions that he derived from his own home business. And this guy, he ended up building customized rocking horses for the rich. And he was also vice president of a bank, but he knew that you needed multiple streams of income. I had 2 hours with this guy, and he absolutely changed my life. And here's what he told me in a nutshell, and I think the listeners would definitely appreciate this. Most people want to make more money for some reason or another. They search, they think about it, they wonder, they watch other people, but they never, ever discover the secret. And the secret is discipline. If you take this times 10 formula and you have some sort of discipline to work it, you can't help but to be successful. We can't lie to ourselves and say, well, I'm going to earn $100 per year this year. I'm going to work this thing really hard and quit my job this year. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. What if? But they don't have that discipline to follow the times 10 formula. I mean, Ty, what you have laid out for people is simply amazing. You know, I wish I had this idea. You put it out, simple, easy, step-by-step formula that if anyone was to follow it, they could be successful. And I'm just one example of many who are successful with this formula, Ty. And I just had to say that. I'm sorry for kind of, you know, adding that in there, but I just thought that it's very important for the listeners to hear that. You know, with your formula and discipline, it could be done.
Wow, you know, that's really good. I really appreciate that, and I think all of the listeners on the call appreciate that as well. You know, you said two really important things. You said, well, the first was multiple streams of income. That's extremely important. You never want to keep yourself or leave yourself out in the cold and just have one stream of income coming in. Whatever happens if, you know, that one form of income gets disabled or you're not able to no longer use it or something happens to it. All right, the second thing that you said was discipline. And as musicians, you know, you want to be able to be really disciplined. You know, when you're in the studio, you've got to be in the studio and you've got to record until it gets right. If you're a record label owner or a manager, you've got to be disciplined enough to stay after your artists and to keep them on track. So it's all about discipline. And going back to multiple streams of income, what we teach in the Times 10 formula is how to not just sell your music online, like I said several times, but how to package it so that you can get the most money out of your music. Instead of just selling an MP3 or a CD, we show you how to package it along with a CD or a poster or a special fan club membership so you can get the maximum amount of profits out of every purchase that comes through. Isn't it great just to have instead of having a $10 sale, to have a $27 or $37 sale, or even a $97 or $100 sale? And, Rondra, I know that you do that with a lot of your products. Sometimes you bundle your products to maximize the amount of profits that come in. Can you give an example of how you've done that in the past?
Well, Ty, I have several examples that I could talk about far as bundling products, and that is definitely a great concept to maximize your income per sale. One of the sites that I have deals with the cake industry, meaning that I sell products to people who sell and bake cakes, bakeries, home bakers. And what I do is I take several different products that solve a problem that they may have and bundle them in one package. So instead of them paying maybe $30 per product, I'll give them an amazing deal for the bundle for about maybe $49. And they always choose the bundle product as opposed to just a single product.
Right. It's a psychological effect. People always like to feel like they're getting more.
Excellent. And you know, in the music industry, I mean, that could definitely be used. I mean, I all kind of ideas are going through my head right now. If I had the talent to produce music, you know, I could definitely sell, you know, my music and sell these products and services like crazy using this Times 10 formula. I mean, these guys who are talented enough in this music industry to put out stuff that really sounds good, that gets you jamming, that, you know, that makes you feel good, gives you an environment that when you reach a significant other, I mean, they could really make some serious money using this Times 10 formula.
Right, that's great, that's great. So not only make money, but they can also gather a huge following, a huge fan list or a huge client list. And I know that's something that you do also. You know, you've got several thousand or tens of thousands of people that follow practically everything you do. So, for instance,
imagine this, Ty. I mean, just imagine this, Ty, and for the ones that are listening on this call, imagine if you had 20 or 30,000 people who were waiting to see or to hear what you have for them next. Amazing. I mean, just imagine that. I mean, do you think if you had 20 or 30,000 people who knew who you were, who were familiar with you, your products and services, do you think when you came out with something new, do you think those 20 or 30,000 people would want to listen or want to see what you have to say. Now, just imagine if that same 20 or 30,000 people were presented with a product that you sold for $30, $40. I mean, what percentage of them would buy?
Well, you know what? Let's do the math right now. Let's say if you got 20,000 people and you have a product, using the time stamp formula, you actually went through the steps that I taught you to create a product that's going to sell more than the average $10 CD. It's going to sell for $30. So let's say out of those 20,000 people, you only had 10%, 2,000 of them, buy your $30 product. Okay? Now let's do a little bit of calculations. And 2,000 people at $30 each, all right? I don't have a calculator in front of me, but let's do it inside in our head. Let's see. That's 20,000. That's $60,000.
Yeah, I do believe that's 60K, Ty.
That's $60,000 from 10% of your fan list or 10% of your client list. And that's something that we do all the time.
Right.
I mean,
right. It's important. It's important that people realize that $60,000 is not a lot of money.
Not at all, especially when you're marketing online, especially when you're using the time spent formula.
Right.
It's not a lot of money, and it's something that you can just duplicate time and time and time again.
Right. When you use this formula and you have these simple steps, it's not a lot of money if you follow these steps and you take the time to build this thing. It's not a lot of money to make $60,000. It is simply not, and you can do it over and over and over again. And it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not something that's fly-by-night. It's not something that you can do in a day. It takes time to build. But what I like about this is that with your formula, it takes someone who knows absolutely nothing, who's totally blind about the resources that are available to them if they were to use this formula, and it teaches them. I mean, really takes them by the hand and makes them successful if they want to be.
Right, and you know, that's the beauty of it. When I was putting this thing together, first of all, I really wasn't going to share it with many people. As you know, Vandre, not too long ago, actually about 3 weeks ago now today, we recently held a seminar, and at that seminar, I taught a small group of people, less than 40 people, and they each spent $997. All right, and yes, I said they each paid $997 to learn this times 10 formula. Okay, and, you know, every single attendee at that seminar said that they would have gladly paid $10,000 or more for the information that I had taught them because it's that valuable.
Right.
And it would allow them, you know, the financial freedom to do what it is that they want. Whether they were musicians, we had just a variety of people there, musicians, singers, producers, managers, record label owners. I mean, we had just people from across the spectrum who attended that seminar, and it was a close-knit group of people. And, you know, I've been holding on to this formula for about 6 years now. Other than that small group of people that I just recently taught, I taught no one else it outside of, you know, just a small group of people within my family and friend circle. Other than that, I didn't teach anyone else because I really wasn't sure as to what the price, how much I should price it.
Right.
You know,
right.
I thought about maybe $10,000, maybe about $20,000. And I also thought, because I'm a musician myself and I'm in the music industry, you know, I thought that this is something that people that are in the music industry should learn so that they can get more exposure for their music, more exposure for their services, you know, more exposure for their record companies and things like that. Because, you know, I'm sorry to say, but this is an industry that's traditionally been taken advantage of. We've got all these huge record labels and huge companies that are raking in the dough, and it's time for the little guy to start getting paid now.
Right.
And with this time spent formula, I think it could be done.
Right. That's absolutely correct, Ty. I mean, really and truly, $1,000 is peanuts for what you're going to learn in this times 10 formula. I mean, you can't learn this in a book that you buy from Barnes & Nobles or from Books A Million. You cannot get this information from your local public library. You don't have access to a Ty Cohen and his staff and his team that's going to work with you in this time 10 formula. And you're right. You know, a lot of people get taken advantage of in the music industry. And everyone knows someone who's been taken advantage of. I mean, I got a buddy right now who is extremely talented, who actually, Ty, believe it or not, was recorded on a track with one of the most popular rap groups of all time. I don't want to call the name of the group. They're one of the most popular rap groups of all time. He actually was a singer on one of their tracks. He actually was in their video singing in the background, Ty. I was at the gas station, and this was happened maybe about 2 years ago. I was at the gas station and pumping gas. Guy came and said, "Hey, Vondre, he's like, I see you riding in that BMW." Now, yeah, it's a little something, you know. I work hard, you know, for what I do. I'm like, "Hey, you know, didn't I see you? You the man. Didn't I see you, in this, famous rap video singing these tracks? Are you making it now?" You know what he told me, Ty?
What's that?
He said, "Man, Vondre, you know, I was taken through the coals. I made absolutely nothing from that video. The contracts we signed were bogus. We were straight taken advantage of." To make a long story short, I ended up giving this guy a ride to his grandmother's house to drop him off because at this time he had no car, and he was talking to me on the way to his grandmother's house about actually looking for a job. Now, you're talking about somebody who was talented, who was basically eaten up by the industry. And I said to myself the whole time, man, if he knew what I knew about how he could have actually taken his music, could have actually built up some hungry individuals, hungry list of people who were waiting to hear his new stuff when it came out, that he could have actually promoted and sold himself and made tens of thousands of dollars, he would be in the music industry today. He would be in the music industry right now.
You're right, and that's what it's about. It's all about controlling your debt. You know, and that's a good story. Actually, you know, back in 98, Prince, or the artist formerly known as Prince, had released a CD, and he had released it online. And from that CD, he sold 125,000 copies. And believe it or not, he said that he actually made more money by selling his CD online. And mind you that he only sold 125,000 copies. So he said he made more money selling those 125,000 copies independently online than he would have had he sold 1 million copies signed to a major record label.
Definitely.
He made more money selling just 125,000 copies independently on the internet than he would have had he sold 1 million copies signed with a major record label.
So, I mean that's absolutely amazing. I think most musicians don't really understand what it means to be signed. You know, I kind of coincided with being drafted. And you take a young collegiate athlete who has had 4 years of being seen by audiences. He's had 4 years of being viewed on television. He's had 4 years to prove himself to his audiences by his stats and his numbers. Then and only then is he drafted and signed with a huge contract for a major NFL team where he makes a whole lot of money, okay? Now, for an independent artist, you know, to be signed by a quote-unquote huge record label, it's more than just sending in a CD with a great hit, okay? It's more than just sending out these packages or sending out these electronic press kits and things of that nature. It's a whole lot more than that. You have to be able to prove to these large record labels your stats. I mean, how many of your own CDs have you sold? I mean, are you a hit in your local regional area? Right now, if we were to go to your area, if you're in the state of South Carolina, could we set up a concert in your hometown and sell it out? I mean, do the people in your region know you? So to be even considered by these major labels, you have to have stats. You have to have numbers. Just like when an NFL team signs on a collegiate athlete who has a four-year track record of proving himself on the field. How can you prove yourself to these major record labels if that's your goal? I, myself, if I were in the music industry, I would definitely promote and sell my own stuff, knowing what I know now from the times 10 formula. If I had the ability to produce music, it would be another spectrum of what I sell.
Right. And that's the beauty of it. In this times 10 formula, what we teach is we teach you how to build your fan list, how to build your client list for people that have record labels and things like that, how to build your fan list, how to get 10, 20,000 fans, how to use that list to promote your music. So let's say if you are within that South Carolina area, or you know, you're in the South Carolina area and you plan on holding a concert or putting a gig together that's going to be in New York. So now you can take our software, special software that you're going to receive when you order a Times 10 formula, and email everyone that's on your list that lives in New York and tell them, hey, listen, in March, I'm going to be in New York. March 15th, this is exactly where I'm going to be at, so that you guys can come out and see us. You know, or you can email your list and say, okay, we just put together a new CD, all right? We put together a DVD package or whatever it is. You know, it's available here on our website. Get it now before it's all gone. And for you guys that are on my list, you know that this is something that I strongly believe in. I email all the time. I introduce new products all the time. A lot of you guys have bought multiples of my products, you know, different products and things like that. And, you know, that just teaches you that I'm not someone who just talks the talk. I actually talk the talk and walk the walk. All right. I actually promote and sell products online almost exclusively. All right. And you know, what better way to learn than from someone who's doing it, someone who's making a ton of money doing it? You know, as I've always said, it's better to have a mentor that's actually doing it than to have a mentor that's heard about it or that's learned about it but has never actually put to use what he's teaching. Wouldn't you agree, Gondra?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. I mean, it's best to learn from those who are in the trenches. And when you're fortunate enough to know someone like Ty Cohen, or even myself, someone who's out there actually doing it, and they're successful at using this times 10 formula. They're successful at the art of building huge fan lists, which gives you an opportunity to let your fan base know who you are. It gives you an opportunity to let your fan base know what's going on with your creative life and your music. Then, I mean, you should really listen. But not only listen, because it takes a lot more than just listening. I mean, you really have to take action. And what I find that a lot of people have what I call the what-if disease, okay? And the what-if disease goes with something like this. Well, what if this happens? What if I can't make it work like this? What if? What if? And they keep saying what if and what if and what if, and they never take the action needed to be successful. And in this case, whenever you present this times 10 formula, you know, your listeners really need to take that necessary step to get involved, because when they get involved, their world is going to open up to a whole new place of possibility. And when you have possibility along with the tools and resources needed to establish and experience success, then it's a whole new day. I mean, life becomes so much better. You can feel so much better. You can be able to provide more things for your family. You can finally be able to live your dream and the way you want to, instead of having to compromise all the time. I mean, Ty, I don't know about you, but I got to a point where I was tired of compromising. You know, you're working a job that you really don't want to be on. You're sitting and you're doing things that, you know, you're just really not happy with. And you wish you could be doing what you love, which in this case, I know these musicians love music. And Ty, did I tell you that I'm actually a musician myself? I play the trumpet. You know, I played on a jazz band with when I was in college, and I actually played with the famous Ron Westray, who now plays with Marcus Roberts, and he's played with Wynton Marsalis Jazz Band, and he's made several of his own CDs. His first, I think, was called Bone Structure, and he's doing very well. And the last time I spoke with him, he even asked me, you know, hey, you know, I wonder how I can get my, you know, get my message out there to more and more people. And I told him about, you know, what we do with this formula, and he seemed very interested, and I'm definitely going to have him listen to this call, because even the great Juan Westrick, who plays with Marcus Roberts and Wynton Marcellus, he needs to know about the Times 10 formula.
Wow, that's great. You know, you mentioned something good, and you said that a lot of people have the what-if formula.
It's the what-if disease. People got it. You know, people on this call right now got the what-if disease.
The what-if disease. You know, I'm so infatuated with the Times 10 formula for what it's done for me and people that are close to me. That's all I could think about. So I just said the what-if formula when I was thinking about the what-if disease and at the same time thinking about the Times 10 formula.
I tell you, Ty, you know, these people, you know, and I'm just not saying this because, you know, this formula and the steps that you're going to teach those who get involved, this formula has literally changed my life. It has allowed me to live a life with my wife and my daughter that wouldn't have been able to live under, you know, under any other circumstances. Pretty much, you know, I'm free, available. I do a little work down at my local space center, my local NASA space center here, just to help out the kids because it's fun. My wife and I, we go on a lot of trips, you know, Bahamas. We go to Charleston. We go down to Florida. Ty, we're going to come see you, pretty soon. It's just a great life to be able to provide those experiences for your family. It's just not, you know, every now and then, you know, going out to a movie or to a dinner. It's about providing experiences that they would remember for a lifetime. So let's say if something happens to me today or tomorrow, they can always remember those experiences. And the only way you're going to provide those experiences is if you have multiple streams of income. And the Times 10 formula teaches a method that, to be honest, it'll create something that once you get the ball rolling, Ty, you cannot stop it.
That's it. You're right. You're right. And I mean, just me myself, just last night I was actually putting together a new product that's going to benefit people. And, you know, I don't only sell music-related products you're aware of, Evandre. I also sell a lot of other products. This is yourself. My latest is a product called Secrets to Setting Successful Goals. And it's www.secretstosettingsuccessfulgoals.com. And, you know, that's just one of the products that I sell out of the 40 or 50 that I have. And in this Times 10 formula, I'm going to show you guys how to put together products and how to get products created for you so that there's very little work that you have to do other than coming up with the idea. And, Roger, I know that's something that you do, so tell me, what's the weirdest or one of the most outrageous products that you've ever sold using the Times 10 formula?
Wow. The craziest little product I've ever sold using that Times 10 formula was a little, I mean, I'm in the advertising and sales business, you know, by trade. I came with this little idea to actually try to sell greeting cards. Mm-hmm. I came with a creative way for others to sell greeting cards and for myself to sell greeting cards. And I put together this little product, and using the Times 10 formula, ended up, I think we sold it for maybe $39.97, about $40, and we ended up selling before it was all over, and it still sells today, by the way. We ended up selling, I think, a little over $2,000, 2,000 units of that particular product. And it was just on a creative way to sell greeting cards. And, I mean, that's the power of it. And for something that we did years ago, we're still making sales off of it right now. So you're talking about royalties.
Wow. So that 2,000, I don't mean to count your money, but that's 2,000 at $39.99. That's close to $80,000.
And that's off just that one particular product, I mean, alone. I mean, that's the power of the timestamp formula. And I don't necessarily want to call out, give out numbers and dollar figures, simply because of the fact is that, you know, I don't want the viewers to let that overshadow the work that's involved. It's not something just going to happen. You have the formula, you have the steps, and you have to follow them. You have to work with Ty and the team and the advisors to become a success.
You know, let me just stop you right there. I just got a great idea. I just got a beautiful idea. For everyone that purchases the Times 10 formula, we're also going to give you the opportunity to join a special coaching club. You know, I'll put together a coaching club. I'm not sure as to what it'll consist of yet because I just got this idea from Vondre while he was speaking just now. But this is something that I did for my seminar attendees a couple of weeks ago. I put together a special coaching club that gave them support. So you can get access to me by phone. You can get access to my staff by phone. You can get email access to me and my staff as well. And I'll also hold special one-on-one phone conferences with you guys also. All right, this is going to be an additional service. You can get just the Timestamp formula. You can also get the coaching club and throw that in there. Vondre, I hate to put you on the spot, but would you mind being a part of this coaching club? But also, you've got a lot of insider info on this Timestamp formula. You've been using it for a while, and I think everyone that buys the Timestamp formula and joins the coaching club also can really benefit from your knowledge. So would you mind, you know, pitching in here and there and just teaching people what you know and allowing them to pick your brain?
Ty, I am on the team with you right now to help out individuals. I believe in karma, and when I do good things to help others, you know, I get it back tenfold. And if anyone is willing to listen, learn, and not only listen and learn, but take action and say, hey, Vondre, this is what I did based upon what we talked about, then I'm willing to help. I'm on the team, Ty.
Great. All right, cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put something together after the call, and then I'll forward it over to you. You've got some extra ideas. You can add them into this coaching club. I want to make this super special for people. I like to over-deliver, and I like to keep my customers. Like I said, a lot of you guys that are on this call, you know that you've ordered multiple products from me. You order one product because it's super. You like that product, and then you go back and you order more different products because you know that what I offer, and I hate to, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm patting myself on the back here, but I pride myself in offering valuable products and services. So right now, what I want to do is just make everyone aware that's listening to this recording that the Times 10 formula is going to be available starting Monday, December 26th. That's next Monday, the day after Christmas, December 26th, starting at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. All right? And I expect this thing to sell out within like 45 minutes or a half hour because there's only going to be 60 copies available. I know that I said there would be 97 copies available in some of the emails that I sent out, but I had to give 37 of those away to people that that attended the seminar just a few weeks ago. So 37 of those already committed. All right? All right, so now there's 60 copies that are available. I want you guys to go to www.times10formula.com. That's times, T-I-M-E-S. The number 1010 formula, formula.com, starting Monday, December 26th at 8 a.m. And you might want to get there about 5 or 10 minutes early and just keep hitting the refresh button, all right? You want to make sure that you get your copy that day because I'll only be selling 15 copies a week for 4 weeks until all 60 copies are gone. And the price will increase by $100 every week. Right, I'm not sure as to what the price will be, but it'll probably be about $497 or more, $497 for that first week, and then it'll increase by $100 that second week if you don't get it. Right, and then it'll increase every week therefore after until all 60 copies are gone. So again, just to recap, I'm only selling 15 copies a week, and the price is going to increase by $100 every week. All right, so again, that site is www.times10formula.com. I want to welcome my guest, Vondre, for being on the call tonight, and also welcome him for committing to join to the coaching club. I'm going to really hold his feet to the fire and make sure that we get a lot of juicy information and a lot of great stuff out of him that you guys can apply to your businesses, your music business, and other businesses. Roger, thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.